Okay, so we're up to Perek Mem. We're up to Perek Mem Pasuk Chaf. Perek Mem Pasuk Chaf. Okay, we're now going to describe the other gates. We have a lot of background, so we should go quickly because the background we have that we spent the last 2 weeks should be very good for the next couple of psukim. Pasuk Chaf says Ve'ashash Arpanav Derech Hatzafoin Lechotzer Hachitzana Madad Arkoy V'Rachbay. The Malach. Every time it says measurements, it means the Malach. There was an angel that was doing measurements, and Yechezkel was allowed to witness the Malach. And we're describing now the northern gates. If you look on the page three, on where it says page three, that's this page, and you look at picture 4, 5, or 6, either or, look at picture number 6. Picture number 6, you see Tzafoin. We've spent the last 2 weeks learning about the Shar HaTachtoina, the Shar Mizrach, the Shar Kodim, or the Shar Ha'eson. We have many different words to describe the title of the Eastern Gate. The Shar Ho'isoin, the Aramaic term, the Hebrew term, it's Mizrach Kadim, the Shar Tachtoino, that was something that was new yesterday. Now basically we're going to look that it's not the only gate that enters into the Beis HaMikdash. There's a gate on the north and a gate on the south. The gate on the north, the gate on the south are identical. So here it's telling us the gate, Asher Panav, it turns Derech HaTzafayin, Lechotzer HaChitzayna, Lechotzer HaChitzayna, Madad Arkoy V'Rachboy, let's see, the Mitzudos Pasekhov, the Mitzudos says Derech Tzafayin, Bepas Tzafayin, Shalchotzer HaChitzayna, the northern side, Madad Arkoy V'Rachboy, Return Lemar, Midadai B'Mida Shar HaMizrachi, the measurements were identical to the gate on the east side. Okay, let's see, Rashi. Rashi says, "Ma'adat orka v'rochboy kimitas shar hakadim kach b'farish binyan." Okay, it's identical. The gate on the north side was identical to the measurements of the gate on the eastern side. Pasuk chaf aleph v'ta'av. Now we're just going to all of the different compartments. Everything is just going to be a carbon copy. So look in picture number one. Picture number one, we have the top. We have the chambers. We know those were 6 by 6. Shloisha mipo, shloisha mipo. They were a total of 6 chambers. Look at picture 4, 5, and 6. You can see the 6 chambers. There are 3 flanking the entranceway. 3 mipo is a shloisha mipo. The elav. Elav refers to the columns, the 2 massive columns on the inside. Picture 2 and 3, you see the columns. The elamav. Elamav is the sharho esoin. Okay, the Alemav is the, what do we call it again? I forgot what we called it, but that's no, that's where in picture number one. In picture number one, where it's the area where it says V'chein le'ei lomos. Picture number one, they show the 2 windows. That section, which was 13 amos, is called the Elamav. What? Ulam Hashar, that was the term I was looking for. Thank you. The Ulam Hashar. So the Elamav, Haya, everything on the north side was identical. Haya Kimidas Hashar Harishain was identical to the measurements of the Shar Harishain, which was the east gate. Chamish Amo Arkoi, the height of the gate was 50 amos. Arkoi here means the height. And Veroichav, and the width was Chamesh, what? We had that before. We spent a lot of time on that. Why we call the height with the term length? Yeah. And Rashi and the Mitzvot explained that. Not for now. We did that before. The roichav and the width chamesh v'eshem am was 25 amos across. So that means from ta el ta. I don't have that handed anymore. That we put away. But the 25 picture number one. If you look at picture number one, and if you would measure from the edge of the inside of the Torah to the edge of the other inside of the Torah, it's exactly 25 amos. How do you get that? Because the empty space is 15, and the thickness of the wall is 5. So 15 plus 5 plus 5 is 25. In other words, everything over here is identical. Let's see over here what it says in the Mitzvot Pasuk Chaf Aleph V'Usa'av To'ei Hashar Shazeh Shohoyu Shloisha Mehoever Mizeh U'Shloisha Mizeh. There were a total of 6 chambers flanking the entranceway. And the thickness of the posts and the ulam hakol hoya kemidas hashar hamizrahi. Everything was identical to the eastern gate. Hanimdad rishon that was measured before. Arkoi, arko means what the height. The height of the gate was how tall? 50 amos tall. And then the span from one tall to the other tall was 25. Chamesh v'yashim. Kein hoya midas roichav hashar hachitzon kemosh shenemar lamala. As we learned before, Rashi pasuk chafalev chamishim amo arkoi goivhoi arko here means the height veroichav chamesh v'yashim migag hatol ligagoi from the very tip, the gag, the roof of the top, which means the very extreme edge of the inside of the top. So the other edge of the inside of the top is exactly 25 amos. This we spend a lot of time on in the last 2 weeks. Here is just a review, and it's telling us that the same way we spend all this time describing what it looked like on the east side, it was identical on the north side. Pasuk HaBeis, V'chaloinov. The windows were exactly the same. So picture number one illustrates the windows in very, very, very great detail. The windows, V'chaloinov, V'eilamov. Now, you have to translate the words here a little bit with a little creativity. It means the windows that were in the Eilamov, which means in the Ulam Ashar. In the Ulam Ashar, there were two windows.
What's on the outside? Why do they need windows?
Why did they need windows? Even though everything was outside, you're right. Maybe it was for security. I don't know. I don't know. Just maybe for beauty. Maybe it was, since it was such a tall wall, the wall was 50 amos tall, so maybe it was stark because if the wall obscures the light, it's so tall, so
it
you want.
Say anywhere there were two windows.
It does not say how many windows there were, right? And when you showed Rabbi Sohni, Rabbi Chol, it showed the stira. Look, there's a stira between picture 1 and 3. See picture 1? It shows there's only one window. And picture 3 shows there are two windows. Two windows over there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know. It doesn't say, you're right. And also we had a discussion, where was the window? Was the window low down? Or was the window very, very high up? Or was the Yerav Meir suggest the window was a long, narrow window going all the way up? Okay, it does not say. Were the windows closed with glass, or were they open through and through? Did they have glass in ancient times? Or did they have some equivalent of glass that they used to close the windows? That's another discussion that we discussed
glass
in the past.
Goes way, way back.
To when? Good morning. To how far back?
I looked up, it said 4,000 years.
4,000 years, okay.
Where did they put the glass? On the outside or on the inside?
I don't know. Doesn't say.
You need a little piece of glass, and now it's like you need a humongous piece of glass.
It doesn't say. Did they know this concept? Like today, they are two ply glass. Today, you can't even buy a window if it doesn't have at least two panes of glass.
Okay.
Today, you can't even buy a window if it doesn't have two panes of glass. We know that in order to insulate a room, you need glass. It's at least two layers, so it gets caught in between, and you put gas in between these two layers. It's a lot of chokhmah. I once had a guy explain to me, he says, people don't understand, you have today glass, you think if it's completely solid, you're good. It's not true. We know now today that heat, it goes right through the glass. Even if the glass is perfectly,
yeah.
It goes.
To some degree, it goes
right through you. You're throwing your money out if you don't have
glass.
That's double pane glass, and they also they pump in gas in between,
right,
which prevents the heat from going out. You're really wasting your money because it seems like it's solid, it's sealed. It's not true. The heat goes right. So you take, they have these devices, these thermal devices. And they actually, you can see, even now they can even plug into your smartphone.
Yeah. A smartphone has measurements. You can have measurements. You get an app that does it.
What?
You can get an app that measures.
Right, it used to be this device just cost $3,000.
Yeah.
Now you can get a cheap version for free on your smartphone. And if you have to, I don't know if it's free, whatever you have to, you might need to buy something to connect it to, where you can actually see how the heat goes right out the window. It's also very good. You can scan your whole house, and you can see where all the weak points are, where all the heat is going out, and where it needs
to dump the heat.
I don't know the science behind it, but it goes right out. But you should know, we once had someone come down for replacement windows. So the offering also triple glass. So the guy, the salesman said to me, it was $50 more for the triple glass. The salesman said it's a waste of money. I said, what's the triple glass? It's a waste of money. There's no difference between the two and the three. So I believed him. So We didn't just got a few windows. We got like 2-3 windows so in one room. So at least in one room we got the 2 glass. I was skeptical. So one window we got the 3 glass. I can tell you there's a big difference. The triple glass is really good. Really good. What?
Right before 9/11, they changed the windows in the Pentagon. It should be bomb-proof.
Yeah.
So that was all the steady. So when the plane hit the Pentagon, there were people who couldn't get through the window.
Because it was...
They took things and they threw it at the window.
Didn't go. Because it was bomb-proof. Wow. That's very sad.
But at the end, they were Masliya somehow.
Okay, so whatever it is, they have all of this knowledge, they understand the science behind all the, how all this works. Today there's a lot of chokhmah, we really understand how these things work. But whatever it says, they have these windows. Let's go from the pasuk. The pasuk over here says, it says, back to pasuk base. V'chalaynav, the windows. V'eilamav. The eilamav means the windows in the Eilamav. Okay, the pasuk is very, very vague. It does not say that. If you would not know them, read the Mefarshim, you would not know to translate the word the Eilamav to mean the windows that appear in the Eilamav. That
so
is in the...
Though
in picture number one, in those two windows. You see picture number one at the top, the same
Le'Eilamos. No, but
there's two words. Oh, so the Chalonos means the windows along the Ta. It means the windows that flank the Ta on the outside. And you know, you look at the tall, you see windows going both directions. Then it says the elam of the windows.
Even though in the diagram, it would be exactly the same, and they're even labeled chalon.
Right. No, but it means the window of the word elam of does not mean a window. It means the shar. I can't remember the term. What do you call it? What was the term? Shar ha'ulam. It's the shar ha'ulam. The windows in the shar ha'ulam. The reason why it's called Eilamav is Lashon Ayil, which means a post, being that the Shar Hulam had two major walls. There were two major walls on each side, so it has the same terminology, the Eilamav. Then it says Visi Moirav. Those are the palm, those beautiful palm decorations that are on top of the columns. Picture number 3 and number 2, you see the columns. On top of the columns, you see those beautiful decorations on the very, very top. Those are the Kesadim, the Keser, the crown. Kimidas Ashar. The measurements on the north was identical to the measurements Kemidas Hashar Asher Ponov Derech HaKodim that faced the east. Okay, so it was a 100% identical. Whatever we learned in the last 2 weeks with regard to the east, we're going to make a carbon copy of this on the north, and the pasuk there, here is the only difference. This is the only difference is Uvimalois Sheva Yaluvo. There were 7 steps. We learned before that on the east side, how many steps were there? 12. Rashi said in the beginning of the parak, there were 12 steps. On the north and on the south, there were 7 steps. Ya'aluvo ve'aleimav, lifnehem. Aleimav means what? The ulam hashar. The ulam hashar lifnehem was on the inside. Look at the picture number 4, 5, and 6. This can be the only difference. You look at the chotzer hapnimi. The chotzer hapnimi. If we all look at the new other handout that I gave out, okay, the other handout, what happened to that? I don't have it over here.
No.
I ran out? Well, here it is. No,
page 4.
Okay, the shoemaker doesn't have shoes. What?
The shoemaker's daughter.
Let me borrow one of yours for 1 second. Just one of them too. Referring to, okay, so you look over here at the chatzar, on the inside, picture number 3. Okay, picture number 3 on page 4. Page 4. I made a lot of copies. How could I be? I let me just see what's going on over here. I thought I made a lot of copies. Well, I guess not. Maybe it's stashed away somewhere over there. Okay, Rob, look on page 4. Look on page 4. You see on page 4, you see the Chatzer HaPenimi. Look at picture number 2. You see in picture number 2, it says Ezras Azara HaPenimis. The Azara HaPenimis is surrounded by 4 walls. And the 4 walls have 3 entranceways. You see there are 3 entranceways. Those entranceways are also going to be identical, not almost identical, to the entranceways on the Chatzer HaChitzayna. Picture number 3, page 4, picture number 3, you see the Chatzar HaChitza, the outer walls, and you see the inner walls. So we've been discussing the entranceway on the east. Now we're saying ditto for the entranceway on the south and the north. We're soon going to discuss the entranceways to the chotzer, the Azara Hapnimis. Here is the only difference. Where is the Ulam Hashar? Is the Ulam Hashar facing inward, or is the Ulam Hashar facing outward? In the Chotzer HaChitzayna, the Ulam Hashar is facing inward. You don't come into the Ulam Hashar until you go up the steps. You go up the steps, you then come into the Ulam Hashar. When we're going to come to the Chotzer HaPinimi, you're going to encounter the Ulam Hashar before you go up the steps and come into the courtyard, into the Azara. Okay? That's so the only difference. It's a mirror image. Exactly. They're facing each other. Those two posts of the Ulam Hashar are parallel one to the other. That is why...
You don't have the time.
You do have the time.
Yes,
look. Look around. You do have the time. You have the same time. Look at picture number two. Look at picture number three. You see in the Ula Azara Hapanimis, you see the same time. And in addition to the time, we're going to have another chamber. Okay, we're going to get to this in much more detail soon.
Because the Torim are on the inside,
rather than on the inside. Because that's because the Ula, no, the Torim. The Torim are in the same place. The only difference is, where is Ula Mashar? I'm going to close the door behind you because he was going to talk.
The time are different.
The
time are in the chaser. The time were outside the shop.
The time are always outside.
Except when you go into the parts of the Azara.
Yeah.
The time are also outside.
Right, exactly. Look at the picture. When you look at the picture, the Tohim are always on the outside of the wall. And the Chatzar HaChitzayna, the Tohim are on the outside. On the Azara HaPnimis, the Tohim are on the outside. You have those same 18 Tohim, six on three sides. The only difference is that we're going to learn later on, is going to be, in addition to the Tohim, it's hard to see in this picture, there's another chamber, there are another two rooms along the side.
Yeah.
Okay, you see there are another two open gray areas right adjacent.
Right behind the Torim.
That will come to later on. Those only existed in the Chotzer HaPanimis.
Right.
That did not exist in the Chotzer HaChitzayna.
Right.
But besides that, let's look at the staircase and let's look at the Ulam Hashar. Which way is the Ulam Hashar facing? On the Chotzer HaChitzayna, the Ulam Hashar is on the inside. You come into an open area. We know the open area was 15 amos wide. On the top, from top to top, was 25 amos. You then go up 12 steps, which the area of the staircase was 10 amos wide. And then you come into the Ulam Hashar. The Ulam Hashar was 13 amos wide. And it went on for a distance of 10. 8 of wall, 2 of columns, for a total of 10. So the Ulam Hashar was on the... And then those at the very end were those two massive columns, which extended 60 amos into the sky, decorated with two crowns, called in the image of a tamar, of a palm tree. When you go to the Azara HaPnimis, it's a carbon copy, but it's reversed. The Ulam Hashar, with the two massive columns that go into the sky, with the Tamarim on top, are on the outside. So first you come into the Ulam Hashar, which was an opening of 13, and then you go up the staircase. Now, by the way, the staircase on coming into the Azara HaPnimis had how many steps? 8. No, there's no more 15. 15 Shir HaMalos are only in the Bayis Sheni.
Oh, okay.
And the Bayis Rishon. There are no more 15 steps. Those days are gone. Those days are done. In the Bayis Shlishi, there are 8 steps.
Is it 8 steps, or is the 8th step the top of the...
The 8th step is probably the top. The top step will be 9. There will be 8 steps. So on the east side, there are 12. And when you go on the outer Chotzer HaChitzayna, and when you come into the Chotzer HaPnimis, there are 8 steps. On all three sides, there are 8 steps. But on the Chotzer HaChitzayna, There are 12 steps on the east, but there are 7 on the north and the south. And that's what the pasuk here explicitly says. It says here, "V'mala sheva yaluvo bo ve'elamov." Now here, these two words are very important. Ve'elamov lifnehem, which means the aleimov, means the ulam hashar is on the inside of the wall. Compare that to the chotzer hapanimis, where the ulam hashar is on the outside of them. I'm just trying to explain why it says here the word lifnehem. The word lifnehem appears. Okay. Well, let's see over here. Let's see over here what it says in the mitzudos pasuk habeis. The mitzudos says v'chaloinav. There are windows. Where are the windows? What are others we're referring to? Back in page number 3. Illustration number 1, as you see, there are windows all over the place. All of the chambers have windows. Chaloni to'e hashar, the koislehu ulam. There are windows in the wall. There are windows in the wall. You can see that they go into the ta. Then the pasuk concludes by telling us about these beautiful palm trees on the very, very top. V'hakoisarois, the crowns. Asher v'hamezuzos mimal shahoyu b'tzuas ilonei tamar, like palm trees. Hakol hoyu k'mida shel hashar hamizrachi. It was identical to the entranceway of the east. We're just saying everything that we learned about the east, we're now going to apply to the north and as well to the south. Rashi, pasuk of beis. There is no Rashi. Pasuk of gimel. Pasuk of gimel continues just telling us v'shar lechotzer hapnimi. The mountain went higher and higher. Okay, we're moving up. Going up the steps on the north side, you had to go up 7 steps. But on the east, the slope, the incline was greater. Therefore, you had 12 steps on the east. This means kosleihu ulam. The walls of the ulam hashar, hayu lifnim mehamalis. It was after you went up the after you went up the 7 steps, then you come into the ulam hashar. The oilim bemalis ad lo yavo el ulam. You first go up the steps before you come into the ulam. Unlike the chotzer hapnimi, where you first come into the ulam before you go up the 8 steps. Okay, pasuk chav gimel. We have a Rashi. I'm sorry, we have a Rashi. Pasuk habez and Rashi. The elamav lifnehem, the ulam hashar lifnei hamalis was before the steps. Koidem sheyikones leulam. Before you go now, here's something the alemav. Something makes sense over here. The alemav lifnehem, the ulam hashar. The ulam hashar lifnei hamalos koidem sheyikones leulam. Right. That's correct. Before you come into the ulam, hoya oile bemalos. First the staircase, and then you come to ulam hashar. Ulam hashar is on the inside of the wall. Inside of the wall is where you're going to be in the ulam hashar. Like everything like we learned, like the illustrations, what we have over here, it's pretty, I think, pretty straightforward. Now we come to pasuk of gimel, the shahar lechotzer hapnimi. Now we're going to the next page. Okay, on the next page, we're now going to the shahr of the chotzer hapnimi. So first, you just get the big, big bird's eye view in picture 4, on page number 3. Page number 3, picture 4, 5, 6. We see here the wall. We see here the center. We have the chotzer hapnimi. And we see, you can see there are 3 entranceways to come into the chotzer hapnimi. And this gate, le chotzer hapnimi, is your, can you pass them another, yeah. The shahr lechotzer hapnimi, the gate going into the chotzer hapnimi. Okay, neged is opposite hashar, was opposite the outer gateway. In other words, look at picture number 4, 5, and 6. 4, 5, and 6 on page 3, they're all right, all of the 3 gates are opposite their corresponding gate. The entranceway to the outer gate is opposite, corresponds to the entranceway to the inner gate. Okay, it's not working? Okay, now. The entranceway to the inner gate the inner gate corresponds to the entranceway to the outer gate. As you see, they're parallel one to the other. That's what it's saying. It's saying with Shar, the entranceway Lechatzah Pnimi, was Neged, was opposite. Neged Hashar was opposite its corresponding entranceway on the outer wall. And this was true, Latzafoin on the north side, Velakodim on the east side, and all the Farshim say, and the same thing is true for the southern side. Why doesn't it say that in the Pasuk is a mystery? But the same thing is true for the south as well. The only place where it's not true for is the west. As you see in the illustration, there is no entranceway on the west. Where we have today the Kosel Hamaravi, the Kosel Hamaravi is right opposite, it's right in that vicinity. Okay, this is not the Harbayis, this is the Azara. So after you go past the Maravi, you have to walk a little bit more until you get to the end of the Har Habayis, and that Har Habayis wall is what we have today is the Kosel Hamaravi. So Vayomod, and the Malach measured Mishar El Shar Meya Ama 100 amas. So we know that the gap from wall to wall, from the inside, from the shar, the wall of the chitzayin to the wall of the panimi, is exactly 100 amas. And that what does it mean? By the way, what is going to be the gap, the distance from the inside of the outer wall to the complete other end? So when you go from north to south, the measurement is 312. How do I get from look north to south? Look at picture number six. Picture number six. Make believe you're on the inside. Okay, don't count the thickness of the outside because that's a little too complex. But when you're on the inside of the wall, the distance between the inside wall and the wall of the Chotzer HaPanimi is 100 on both sides for a grand total of 200. Correct? On this, from the Dorom to the middle is 100, and from the Tzofon to the middle is 100. What was the dimensions on the inside? On the inside was also, doesn't we learn that yet, but on the inside was also 100. What was the thickness of the wall of the wall of the Pnimis?
Six and six.
So that if the distance from the inside of the Dorom to the inside of the Tzofon from end to end was 312 amos. 100, 100, 100. And when you count the thickness of the wall of the chutzar, of the inner wall, it's 6 plus 6, 12, 312. If you count the outer wall, it gets a little more complex. So let's leave it out because the outer wall, you have the toyim, you have a lot of things going on over there, and the distance is a little more complex. And what about going in the other direction, from east to west? What was the gap? It was 300 and 300 and I forgot the number. Let's figure it out ourselves. The ulam, no, it was more. I think it was 17. The ulam. Look at the structure of the Beis Hamikdash itself. We should be aware of these numbers. I missed that second. We don't need the second page. Just this page is good enough for now. It's good enough. What do you need is this? What? I want. What are the dimensions? The dimensions from the inside of the east. Okay. What are the dimensions from the east to the west?
It's not a square.
From north to south, it's 300. On the inside, it's 312. We explained. 100, 100, 100, and the thickness of the two walls is 6 and 6. 312. From east to west, let's explain. How do we get the number? Well, first is 100 until we come into the Chatzar HaPanimis.
Okay.
The Chatzar HaPanimis itself is 100. Okay? Then there is that big structure. That structure is what's called, it's really a triple structure. This is what's called an ulam, the heichal, and the kodesh hakodashim. The entire thing from end to end on the outside is exactly 100 amos.
So it's 300.
That's 300. And how many amos are there behind? Behind until you get to the wall of the chotzer hachitzayna? 11. So that's 311, but there's one more thing to count. Whoa. The thickness of the wall of Chatzar HaChitzayna is 6. 317 amas. So from the inside of the east wall to the inside of the west wall. What?
Oh,
The Chatzar Pnimis? Only one wall when you're going from the east to west, because the three walls, right, they touch, they flank. The three walls flank the structure in the middle. You have to look in the big pictures. Okay. It touches. It actually touches. There's no extra separate wall. It goes right up until that wall. There's not a third wall. There's not a fourth wall. There are only three walls. So when you go from east to west, from the inside of the Chatzer of Mizrach to the inside of the wall on the west, it's 317 amas. 100, 100, 100 is 300. The Chatzer Hachitzayin is 100. The Chatzer Hapanim is 100. The structure of the Ulam, the Heichel, the Kodesh HaKadosh, that entire structure from end to end, from bumper to bumper, on the outside is 100. That's 300. Behind the Kodesh HaKadosh until the wall of the Azara is identical to what was in the Bayis Sheni, 11. Amas about a foot and a half to 2 feet. So behind the Kodesh HaKadosh, it's not even the size of a football field. Okay, the whole thing is less than half the size of a football field, something like that. It's now the standard today. It's not so big. And it's 11 amos. There are 11 amos behind the Kodesh HaKadosh to the wall of the Azara. The thickness of the one wall of the Chatzapnim is 6, 100, 100, 100. 11, 6 is 317. But when you go from north to south, it's 312. 100, 100, 100. The thickness of the wall is 6, 312. So it's 312 by 317. It's not a perfect square. Even though it looks like it's a perfect square, but it's not. It's a little bit off. That's what it says here in the commentary. I read this over here somewhere. I don't remember where it is, but I read this over here somewhere. Oh, I read over here in this sefer. That's how Tavis Abayis, the illustrations, he explains it on one of the footnotes. Okay, let's see what it is over here in. One more time, let's read the pasuk again. One more time, the pasuk of Gimel. The Shar Lechatzar Hapanimi, the gate of the Chatzar Hapanimi, the inner wall, was neged, was parallel to Hashar, to the wall, to the gate on the Chatzar Hachitzayna. This is true for Latzafa on the north side, and the Lakodim on the east side. And we are injecting in, okay, we're injecting, it doesn't say this, it's also true for the southern side. Next, it says, Vayoma, the Malach measured, Mishar el Ashar, from gate to gate, the distance between the outer gate and the inner gate is, Meya Amma, 100 Amas. Mitzudos Pasuk of Gimel. V'ashar lechatzar hapnimi, hashar shel chatzar hapnimi hoya mul hashar me'achatzar hachitzan, they were parallel. Latzafoin v'lakadim, on the north and on the east, kein hoya b'fasafoin v'chein shel mizrach. And now he writes in parentheses, if you have this, you have the parentheses in your edition. V'hinei hashar ha-mizrachi me'ezres ha-noshim omad be'emsa kosel ha-mizrachi, the gate stood smack in the center. V'chein shar ezras noshim, and likewise the shar, that means the inner gate was Omar Bemsa, Kesel HaMizrachi, V'chein Shar Ezras Noshim. The outer gate is called the Shar leading into the Ezras Noshim. The gate going into the Chotzer HaPenimis is called the gate going into the Ezras Anoshim, with an Aleph, the men. V'hayu zeh mul zeh, they were opposite one another. Aval shar hatzafoni shel ezras noshim. Now he's saying here a very big chiddush, which I don't believe is correct according to our pictures. Let me clarify what this means. I had difficulty when I prepared what this means over here. Exactly what it means over here. Aval shar, the gate, hatzafoni shel ezras noshim al korchacha loy omad. Now I take it back. It is in the center, but what he means is, since the distance between end to end is 317, so do not put the entrance on the Chotzer Hachitzoyna in the middle of 317. Why not? Because it's not going to then match up to the entranceway to the Chotzer HaPenimis. The Chatzar HaPenimis is 100 by 100 on the inside, but that was pushed slightly further down, further east, because you have to remember, we have the Ulam, the Heichal, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and we have the 11 Amos behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So if we want the entranceway to the Chotzer HaChitzoina on the north, and for the same reason on the south, to be parallel to the entranceway into the Chotzer HaPenimis, you have to make sure that you push the entranceway to the Chotzer HaChitzoina slightly more east than west, so it'll match up. The reason why that has to be so is because the Mikdash is not a perfect square. It's 312 by 317. In the center, we have this box where the Mizbeach is, which touches the Ulam, the Kodesh, and the Kodesh HaKodashim, but that is not due center, because we have 11 Amos in the back before you come to the back wall. So it means here, even though on the east it was right smack in the center of this long wall, but on the north and the south, it was not in the center of the big picture. It was slightly more east than west, so that it should match up with the entranceway to the Chotzer HaPenimis, being that the wall from the structure was not a perfect square. It was more of a rectangle. 317 by 312.
It was not
more than 317. It was 317. The east.
One side was 312.
Yeah.
And this was 11 more.
But there's no thickness of the wall. There's no fourth. There's no second wall going from east to west. Look at the picture. Picture. Page 3.
The back of the heichal.
Yes.
That thickness.
The back of the heichal. No, there was 11 empty amos. 11 amos of empty space.
No, I'm not talking about that. The wall itself of the kachikachi.
No, when we say 100 amos, it means from bumper to bumper, including the thickness of the wall. Including the thickness of the wall. That entire structure that you see in the illustration, that was 100 amos on the outside, from end to end. Okay, so we have 3 times 100 amos. You have the Chotzer HaChitzoin is 100 amos. The Chotzer HaPenimis, until you get to the wall of that structure, is 100 amos. From the wall, the outside of the wall, until you get to the end of the Kodesh HaKodesh, from the outside is 100 amos. That's 300 amos. And then you have 11 amos in the back, and you have the thickness of one wall of the Chotzer HaPenimis when you come in for the very first time. So that is 6. That's 317. But when you go from east, north to south, it's only 312. Therefore, when you're going to align the gate on the Chotzer HaChitzoina on the north and on the south, don't put it right in the middle. Because if you're going to put it right in the middle, it's not going to match up with the entranceway that's going into the Chotzer HaPenimis. You have to push it, slide it slightly to the east, so it'll be perfectly aligned with the entranceway to the Chotzer HaPenimis. That is what
the Mizbeach for the Karbonos.
The Mizbeach, what?
That's
in the center. Look, you see in the picture, you can see.
Correct.
In the Ezras Anoshim, in that large box,
right
in the center is where the Mizbeach is. Correct. Okay, let's see again, finish up these words of the Mitzudos. He explains this very important idea to clarify. I will shar hatzifoini, shel Ezras Noshim. Al korchacho loy amad be'emtsu is kosloy. It cannot possibly be right in the center. Kimos Ashar Hatzefoini Shel Ezra Sanoshim, because then it's not going to match up with the northern gate to the inner courtyard. Shim Gamhu Omar Beemsa, because if it also stood in its center of its long wall, Lo Hayu Imkein Ze Mul Ze, it would not be aligned, as we explained, because it was a longer wall. Likewise, on the southern side, it's the same thing. The Mitzudos wrote a kuntres. He has it over here. It's a beautiful kuntres. He goes through every detail. He goes through every single part, piece by piece. It's not necessarily like Rashi. He has a few differences. His understanding, I have it over here, and this is an article. It's very, very fantastic. All in the kudos. Where could you get such a thing like this? Unbelievable what they did article. They have a clear, beautiful nekudos with pictures. They drew an illustration according to his understanding, which is not exactly the same as what we're looking at, but it's close enough. So we get at least the basic idea. Okay, so get at least we take away one yisod at least from today. Okay, at least we learned something today is that the Bayis Shlishi looks are deceiving. When you see this model, you get the impression that it's a nice big square. It's not a nice big square. It's on the inside 312 by 317. L'may nafgemina, the gates on the south and on the north of the Chotzer Hachitzoyna can thus not be in the center. Because it would be in its center of its wall, it would not be aligned with the entranceways to the Chotzer HaPenimis. In order to make it aligned, you would have to slide it down to the east a small amount. It wasn't. Certainly, wasn't the square. No, there were no in the binyan Bayis Sheni. There was only really one gate that was in the center. It was Shar Nikanor on the east side. On the south and on the west, there were a few gates. There were a total of seven gates, but they had no significance. Those gates, the Shar Hamayim, the Shar Karba, and the all different gates, but those gates did not align to anything. They just went right into the Azara, so it was not relevant.
Does it say exact alignment?
Yes, that's what we're assuming here.
Well, because if you go 1 inch, it's a little off.
No, so we don't want to allow that. That's exactly what the Tzuddha is teaching us, and that's exactly what the Pasuk is telling us. The Pasuk here says, no, that's off. I mean, it'll tell you in Halacha, okay, but the Pasuk here is telling us, it says, the words here are, Neged Hashar. Pasuk of Gimel, V'shar lechotzer hapanimi, Neged Hashar. It was opposite. It has to be perfectly aligned. Where? Lat Sofoy, not just on the east. The east is easy, because the east anyway works out. But even on the north, and by extension on the south, if it has to be perfectly aligned, the Mitzvah is telling us, don't make a mistake, and just press the center button on your computer, it should be centered. It's not going to work. You have to push it down slightly so it should work out that it will be...
The north and south entrances were adjusted.
Exactly. To make sure, the Pasuk says, to make sure they were perfectly aligned with the inner entrances on the of the Chatzar HaPenimi. Let's see Rashi Chav Gimel. V'shar lechatzar HaPenimi le'ezras Yisrael. The Chatzar HaPenimi has many different words, many different terms. And one of the terms is, it's called the Chotzer of the Yisrael. The outer courtyard is called the Ezras Noshim, or the Chotzer of the women, Noshim. And the inner courtyard is called the Azara of the Anoshim. We learned not so long ago, is that L'Asalavu, it says, Isha Yisoyvev Gever. Isha, one of the reasons why a Kala under the Chuppah walks around the Chassan seven times. Why does the Kala circle the Chassan seven times? I don't know. It's mystical things.
But
you get a lot of drush. Well, Yerichai, I think Yerichai, because you go around seven times to conquer. The woman conquers, she has to show who's in control, who's the boss, who wears the pants. So she goes around seven times to break down this fortification. It's Yerichai, right?
That's why he puts his foot down later.
Okay, these are all the Shav Brachas jokes. But it says in Svarim, it's to the Mekayim what it says, V'isha Yisoyvev Gover. It says at times of Mashiach, and Isha will surround the Gover, the man. It's a Pasuk in Yeshaya. I think in Yecheskel. V'isha Yisoyvev Gover. Look at this. In the Bayis Shalishi, it's mamish that. Bayis Shlishi, look, the Chotzer HaChitzayin that surrounds on all four sides. All four sides is a Chotzer HaChitzayin, which we're calling, well, it's three of the four sides, we're calling this the Ezras Noshim. And then the inside, the inner box, is called the Ezras Yisrael. In the Bayis Rishani, we didn't have that. You only had the Ezras Noshim on one side, in the front, on the east side. There was no Ezras Noshim on the north or the south. So you can't say it's Soyvev Gover, you can't say in the Bayis Sheni it's Isha, then Isha is Soyvev, when it's only on one side, it's only in front, not on the sides. But in the Bayis Shlishi, you see a fulfillment of the Pasuk of Noshim, the Ezras Noshim is on at least three sides, it's really three sides, not four sides. I think the West is not called, the West is not called the Ezras Noshim. Okay, now let's go continue the Rashi. So Rashi here says, Neged Hashar, Hachitzoyno, Mechuvonim. Rashi says it must be perfectly aligned. The inner gate and the outer gate was perfectly aligned. Next words of Rashi, Vayamod Mishar HaTachtoin Ad HaElyoin. We're measuring from the lower gate until the upper gate. I guess the lower gate is called the inside. We get another new term. We have many, many different terms. Many terms. Mea Amah, Hu Roichav Chalal Ezras Nashim. There's exactly 100 Amos on the inside of the wall, from wall to wall on the inside, on all three sides. 100 on three sides, and in the back, on the west, as I told you, it doesn't say it anywhere. It does not say this anywhere. It only says in the Mefarshim, we have a right to assume whatever we do not know about the Bayis Shlishi, we have a right to assume it was identical to the Bayis Sheni, and since the Bayis Sheni, there were 11 Amos behind the Kodshei HaKadosh into the wall of the Azara, so even though here it does not say it anywhere how many Amos there were, we have a right to assume there were 11 Amos. The Mefarshim said, why Dafki 11 Amos? 11 represents Esaf. Klal Yisrael is always the number 12. Klal Yisrael is Shiftei Ka. There are 12 tribes. Esav has 11 Alufim. They're one less than Klal Yisrael. And the number 11 is lurking behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim as a polite reminder, you better behave yourself. If you don't behave yourself and do Hashem's Ratzon, the number 11 is standing right behind you waiting, V'hoyo Kasher Torit, Uforakto ulo mi'al tzavorecha. The bracha, the Hashem, Yitzhak said to Esav, that if Yaakov Avinu falls, if he's not with the program, then you will have the opportunity to take control. So that reminder is a polite reminder. What Esav, relative to Yaakov, is represented by the number 11. Yeah. 11, Aluf, yeah?
Why would that be necessary in Bayis Shlishi?
Good question. I don't know. Good question.
I mean, he's gone. He's
that's a nice idea for the Bayis Sheni, but Bayis Shlishi, why would that be necessary? The truth is, it doesn't say anywhere the 11 Amos. Where does it say the 11 Amos behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It doesn't say anywhere. And we hear all the Mefarshim, they work with that assumption, and they add that into all the pictures, and that's why we explain the number is 317, verse 3, because if you don't want to say it, so you can make it come out 312. Who says there were 11 Amos behind? Just reduce it so it comes out, it'll be a perfect square. The perfect square, but that's what it says here. That's what it says here in the Farshim, and that's why the Mitzvah makes the issue. It's not Mechum because 317 and not 312. It's 317. Okay, you're right. I don't know. The Jewish does not fit for the Bayis Shlishi. Maybe there is some Achshav for the Bayis Shlishi. I don't know.
Zecher.
Place. Who knows? At what point in time will Esav? Will the Bayis be built first? When will the Bayis HaMikdash be built? Will it be built before Mashiach comes? After Mashiach? All of these are very big mysteries. We are under the assumption first there has to be Mashiach and then there will be the Bayis HaMikdash.
Right.
Not necessarily correct. It could be that Eliyahu Navi will come, or even before Eliyahu, and there will be a Tkufa, where there will be a Bayis HaMikdash. Then will arrive the Melech HaMashiach. These are all big mysteries. What exactly is the Seder HaDvarim, where the Rambam says, don't delve into this, because no one really knows how these things will play out. Next, let's go to Pasuk Chav Dalet. Vayolicheni Derech Hadoroim. Now we finally come to the south. Okay, we focus on the south. V'hine Shar Derech Hadoroim. And now the word V'hine is a very bizarre term. The word v'hine in Tanakh always means it's a surprise. The unexpected. V'hine soimim bivitna. Right? That was the big surprise. She had twins. Rachel, Rivka was carrying twins. They come to the base medrash, the baby wants to go out. When it comes to the base of Avodah Zarah, the baby wants to come out. If it's one baby, how could one baby want to come out, go to both? You don't find that. V'hine. They never even imagined, it was never even a havamina that she was carrying twins. V'hinei, today it's no big deal, right? The sonogram says in the very beginning you have twins. But v'hinei, soimim b'vinah, the word v'hinei in Tanakh, it's Chazal say this, it always connotes... Olim, v'hinei. Chazal say this, v'hinei connotes surprise, unexpected, never even a havamina that this could be a possibility. So here, it's very interesting, is v'hine. Wow, what a surprise. What a pleasant surprise. There's a gate also, Shar Derech Hadoroim. I mean, what's the big deal? Okay? The fire department wouldn't allow otherwise. Okay? The codes, fire department, you have to have an exit on all four sides. Safety, right? Safety first. No, but it says here there was the gate on the southern side, Umodad. And look at that. Now we have to Nochmal Chazar over all different things. Umodad, the Malach measured a lav is the Ulam Hasha'ar. A lav means the post, the columns. The two massive columns, 60 amas tall. And the Elamav, the Ulam Hasha'ar, the chamber. Kamidois Ha'ela, and all of those things were identical. So it's very interesting that Yechezkel, when he's watching all this, he thought, okay, it's good, there's going to be an entrance on the east and on the north, but he never expected there to be another entrance on the south. What does the south represent? I don't know. In the Gemara, it says the Chachmei Hadoraim, the wise. The wise people live in the south. Okay, the Yadrim, if you want to become wise, you tilt your body towards the south, because the menorah in the base Hamidish was on the Doroim. So obviously these are mystical things, but it's very interesting to learn that it's the unexpected that there should also be an entrance on the southern side, has the same measurements. Pasuk of Dal in the Mitzudos David. Derech Adoraim, Beruach Adoraim, Bo Hazara, Hahin Hazara, Kimidus Ha'ila, Shalshar HaMizrach, that's funny, it was a carbon copy of everything that we learned about the east and on the south. Rashi, Vayelichin Derech Adoraim, Lachatzer HaChit, now we're down on the outside, and we're looking at these. Now he goes, no, everything just a repetition. Vachaloinim Loi, and on the southern side there were windows. Ule'e Lamov. There were windows in the Ulam Hashar, like in the picture, picture number 1, the Chein Lalemos, and there were windows in the Ulam Hashar. Saviv, Saviv. Now here it says a little bit different. The way it's described here is not the same the way it's described in the east and in the north. Here it adds in this whole expression, Saviv, Saviv. There are windows all around which we understand it to mean along the Taz, there were windows. Like the windows that we learned about in the previous psukim, and then it tells us that the height of the gate on the south was chamishim amo arech. The arech here means the height. It was 50 amos tall. The roichav and the width from the roof of the ta to the roof of the other ta, like we learned before, was chamesh v'eshim amo, was 25 amos. Let's see the mitzvahs pasuk chav. Hey. V'chaloinim lo ritzon olayma hachaloinois shahayu l'toi hashar. It refers to the toim, the chambers. The walls of the ulam, hayu shel shaar shaar hamizrachi. That's funny. It was identical to the north and to the east. Arich the height, or tzalema, over the height, reichav shel shaar chitzayin was 25. Rashi pasuk of hey kachalonos ha'eler dorash. Now here, remember when we learned atumim, so we learned that Rashi extracted the pasuk in Malachim. In Malachim, when it talks about the windows, so it says there, Shukufim, thank you, Shukufim Atumim. And there only, in Sefer Malachim, we dash, and the word Shakuf means opened, and Atum means closed. So what does it mean, open and closed? So Rashi told us it's relative. It's not closed 100%, it's closed relative to the open. Which means the walls are very thick. The walls are six amos thick or five amos thick. On one end, the windows opening was wide, and the other end, the windows opening was narrow, as the way it's illustrated in illustration number 1. You see the windows, they're wide on one end and closed on the other end. But what was the problem with that very nice drasha? That's very nice in Sefer Melachim, but does not say the term Shikufim Atumim in Sefer Yechezkel. In Sefer Yechezkel, the terminology is one word. It says just one word, Atumim, it was closed, which the Mitsudo says, it means very simply, they put glass. They put in the opening some type of a barrier, glass, to prevent the wind from blowing in. That's what the Mitsudo said. The Mitsudo was not so generous to extract when it's said in Sefer Melachim, and to import that into what it says in Sefer Yechezkel, because the term, the words are not the same. Rashi here is interesting. Is in this pasuk, he's making a drasha that you find a remez to this even over here in this pasuk, because here darash aritan huma, there's a hey yisera ke hachalonis. Okay, pasuk hafei it says va it was like. Kehachaloinos. What is the hey idea? It should say kehachaloinos soele. Why does it say here kehachaloinos soele? Like the wind. What's the hey idea? What's the hey? The chaf would be equivalent to a hey idea. So dorash Rebbe Tanchuma hey yisera zol l'loshon keha. It means weak. Keir means weak. What do we mean? He is a Lashon feminine. Feminine is always weak. Men are physically stronger than women. That's a fact. It's not a male chauvinistic... Physically. That's not a male chauvinistic statement. That's a reality. Men are stronger than women. Lashon, generally speaking. Generally, Lashon keach, chaloinois kehois. It means they were weak windows. What is weakness? It means rechavois mibachutz ukitzarois mibifnim. You're wide on the outside and you're narrow on the inside. Loimar, what's the purpose of this? Why would you be narrow on the inside and wide on the outside? It should be just the opposite. It should be wide on the inside and narrow on the outside because light expands. You have a little teeny opening on the outside and you let it widen on the inside so the light will spread. You want to have a nice big opening in your home. So it should be the other way around to teach you, it was done by design. I don't need windows in order to illuminate my chamber. Hashem, this is my bayit, this is my home. In my home, I don't need windows for the outside light to come inside. Just the opposite. I am the source of light. Therefore, the windows should be directed in the opposite direction, where in the inside it's narrow, on the outside it's wide, to indicate that the light is coming from the base. Hamidrash is spreading out to the entire world. Shakol chalonos ha'asuyos lahachnis oira. All windows normally are oira oira kitzaros mibachutz umarchivos mibifnim, and here it was just the opposite. So this is here this really answers the mystery that we learned a couple of psukim last week, is where did Rashi know to say the word atumos is the same thing as shukufos atumos? So the answer is because he has a drasha right here in Sefer Yecheskel from the Hei Hayidia. The extra Hei is teaching exactly this point. Al-Derech Drush, what are you learning from over here? What is called weakness? Darash is telling us the haze. What is weakness? Weakness is when you're wide on the outside and you're small on the inside. In life, on the outside, you appear to be very big, very generous, very open, very broad, and very, but on the penemius, you're very small. Just a show. It's just all for show. The panemius, you are a kleine mensch on the inside. On the outside, you make believe you're a generous, wonderful person, and you're a great person. You're an outstanding member of society. That's weakness. That's keha. To be wide on the outside and small on the inside, it's just the opposite. You should be wide on the inside and small on the outside. You shouldn't reveal all of your greatness. That's greatness. That's a little bit of a drush we can extract from Dorash Aritan Chuma. Okay, now let's go to the next pasuk. Okay, running out of time very quickly. One more pasuk. Pasuk Chav Zayin. Chavav. Chavav. What?
Saying is even more. We are giving out the light to the world.
We, Hashem, right? Hashem Shechina, right? That's right. We saw that. Hashem, the fact that that the windows are the opposite, it indicates that's exactly what Rashi says. Is that the or is not only physical light, or is spiritual light. By Hashem made kosnois or vayalbishem. Garment, let's talk about Hashem saw the or was not good for the tzaddikim to be derived benefit from, so Hashem was gonaz the or for the tzaddikim, for the rishon to be derived from, so Hashem was gonaz all the tzaddikim la'asid lavai. 36, that's the Chanukah candle, is all the Torah. So what do we see? The or means the or of spirituality. See, a lichtika gan eden. Ever hear that expression? You wish a person in the yard said a lichtika, the neshama shav, a lichtika gan eden. A gan eden of light. What's the light? It's this or. Hashem is the oroi shel oilam. Doesn't mean the physical light, it means the spiritual light. And that's the purpose of these windows. They're done in the opposite direction to show that the light is spreading from the Beis HaMikdash to the entire world, to shed spiritual light on the entire world. Now, how many steps were there on the southern side? Same thing. Umalois Shiva. Seven steps. Oilois, going up. Oilois Sov. Oilois Sov were the steps which ascended. Ve'elamov. And the same thing, Elamim means the Ulam Hashar was where? On the outside or the inside? On the inside. Lifnehem. Visimai Rimlo. And they were beautiful palm decorations on the very, very top. Echad Mipo, V'yechad Mipo.
This is on the outside. Right?
The Eilat. I'm sorry, Rabbi. So you're right. Listening in the front. Lifnehem and the Rabbi. I'm sorry. In the front. Lifnehem. The Simayrim lo, and these the columns. No. On the inside. The inside. This is the north. This is the north outer gate. This is the Ulam Ashar.
Right.
The northern outer gate. So it's on the inside. The Ulam Ashar is on the inside. And there are two massive columns. On top of the massive columns, there are these palm trees. These beautiful timarim palm trees, they rested on the top of the columns. Period. Okay, let's see. Ra'a Mitzudos, Pasuk Havav, and the Mitzudos, Ma'alois. There are how many steps? Mispar Ha'ma'alois, Sha'alu Bochem, El Sharazeh. You should have just like it was on the north. Okay, not like on the east. The east, there were 12. On the north and the south, there were 7. Ve'elamov, and the Ulam Hashar, the Kostlehu Ulam Hoyu Lefnim Mehamalos, was on the inside. V'timorim lo, there were beautiful kesod, there were crowns on top. L'cholechon Hoyu Koseres, B'tzuras V'ilan Tomalek upon a tree. Echad Meiver Mizeh, V'yachad Meiver Mizeh. The Choyze Mefarish HaKosaros Hoyu Mehamuzuzos Mimal, and these crowns in the image of a palm tree rested upon the columns that were 60 amos tall. Rashi Pasik Chof Vav, Oy Loy Sov. Oy Loy Sov means steps. K'mo Ma'aloy Sov. El Elov, that the Kosaros rested on top of the columns. Al Rosh Ha'ayel Hoyedekel Mitzuyah, there was a beautiful image. Okay, we're up to Pasik Chof Zayin, we're out of time, so we'll stop here. Pasik Chof Zayin.